And happy Monday to you. And joining us here today on The Drive Home is my good friend, founder, principal, and CEO of Blueprint Heart and Mind Coaching. You can find out more about her ministry and what she does by going to blueprintheartandmind.com is Brooke Ackerman to talk to us in this segment we called Good News for You. So welcome back to the show, Brooke. I'm always glad when you join us.
Thanks. I'm always happy to join you.
Well, awesome. So you know this, but I'll remind our listeners just in case. This segment is really designed to help us bridge that gap between, you know, sometimes Scripture says things, but we don't really know how to live them out. And living them out really is the difference between knowing the theory of life and life to the full that Jesus came to give and actually living the life and life to the full. And we have some conversations from time to time, and probably more than time to time, we better say it, off the radio, where we talk about certain scriptures and we talk about things. And one such conversation that we've had over the years is around this particular section of Scripture that, if I'm going to be truly honest with our listeners, hopefully I always am, is something I'm still trying to get a grasp of my own life. And that's this thing about Sabbath. And so, you know, we're going to talk about it. You know, from it, you know, we look to the original Ten Commandments, Moses coming down, Exodus chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 5, both repeats them. It's the fifth commandment that says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you should labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. So on it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner who's within your gates. And Scripture goes on to give a lot of help for us to say what we should and shouldn't do. But it's not a 10 suggestion, it's a 10 commandment. Yet, of all the 10 commandments, so to speak, at least in my experience, and I imagine yours is the same, this one about Sabbath is probably the most neglected, either explicitly or accidentally. Why do you think that's so?
There's a lot there, I think. One thing I think is that we misunderstand what Sabbath actually is, and so we kind of get the wrong idea, and so then that leads us to this feeling of, you know, this is one of the many ways we think that we can control our lives. You know, control is such an illusion, but we think we have control over our time and our schedule and our activities, and to some extent we do, but it feels easier, I think, to neglect this commandment because we have this, well, you don't understand how busy I am, though, Brian. Like, you don't have any idea how much I have to get accomplished. I don't have time to Sabbath, which is just, I mean, if you pause to think, I don't have time to follow a commandment from God. Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, so let's talk about that a little bit if we can.
Yeah.
Why is it that we can often think about ourselves and say, I don't have time, or something like that, in the light of thinking about what God is asking? So let me just say it a different way. Why is it sometimes easier to think about Sabbath wrongly? And so maybe we should circle back and talk about what something is not before we talk about what it is, because we can often get wrong definitions in our head. And I know sometimes, at least with my wife, Kathy, who you know, it's easier to talk about the restaurant we don't want to go to instead of the restaurant we do want to go to.
Yeah, I find that to be very helpful as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think, I had a lovely example. Isn't it great when God gives you very tangible experiences in your life when you're going to, you know, talk about something or teach a class or whatever? That's just so kind of Him. So an example from my weekend of not Sabbath was that I started to not feel well. My allergies started to go crazy, sinuses were all blocked up, and so I had to spend some time just, you know, taking some medicine and lying around. But that's not Sabbath. Recovery from being sick is not the same thing as Sabbath. Recovery from, I've jam-packed my schedule way too much and now I've overworked myself, that's not the same thing as Sabbath. And so also things like, you know, just vegging on the couch, doing nothing. And I'm using air quotes, but you can't see me on the radio.
Sure.
When I'm doing nothing, that's not the same thing as Sabbath, because actually, real Sabbath, as long as we don't turn it into striving, real Sabbath can actually be quite active It really depends on our heart posture, our perspective of what we're viewing Sabbath as and how we're entering into Sabbath.
Yeah, and so you're bringing something up really interesting when we talk about its heart, because that lets us know that we could be doing something on the outside and it looks okay, but it's not really. So getting down into that, I think, is really important. So if we know what it's not in some ways, let's maybe then look into Scripture and talk a little bit about what Sabbath is then. How would you, like if someone's like, all right, well, here Scripture says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, but I don't really know how to do that. So let's start with the right definition of Sabbath. How would you define it? What would you say it is?
There's a lot that I could say about this. And just to, like you said, to be perfectly clear with everyone, like these are not just, I have gotten a lot of these ideas from people who have gone before me and have paved the road. And I can mention all of those different people at some point during this segment, but celebration is the word that comes to mind when I think of Sabbath, mm-hmm. because that's what God was doing. God didn't need a break from the work he had done the previous 6 days.
Okay.
He was taking delight in his creation.
Yeah, and so I would even kind of stop there, because I think when we think celebrating, it's really easy to, like, you know, cool in the gang, celebrate, you know, whatever it might be. We think party.
Yeah.
And again, certainly that's an aspect of it. But when you say take delight in it, I think that helps us think a little bit. You know, talk about what taking delight in something is, at least from your perspective.
Sure, yeah. And, you know, I'm sure I mentioned this before, but I'm not positive, but I have a small hobby farm. We have some chickens and some goats and a garden, and I take such delight in being out there with my animals and tending my garden. And it's still, you know, it takes something, it requires something of me, but I just delight in the chickens and their crazy behavior and the goats and their playfulness. And so it's something, when I say take delight, or in this case celebrate, it's what brings wonder and awe, mm-hmm. and this idea of look at all of these things around me that I didn't create the chickens, I didn't create the goats, I had a hand in tending the garden, but it's the, like, the childlike wonder and awe of look at all of this that is around me that I get to take part in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. So here's what we're going to do. I don't know if you can hear, and you're in Brooke, we're having a couple different little challenges on our end from the mic and that sort of stuff. I got an echo on my end. We can hear some stuff. So hopefully I'm making sense when I come across. I think what we're going to try to do is go to break a little bit earlier than what we normally plan. If I can just ask you to hang on, and listeners, sorry about what we got going on. We're going to get it fixed, and we're going to come back from the break. Hopefully, Brooke, you had no idea this was going on. Let's head ourselves to the breaks, folks. This is Drive Home with Brian Bales. We'll be right back here in just a few moments with Brooke Ackerman of Blueprint Heart and Mind Coaching, picking up on wonder, delight, and awe, rest and renewal, and Sabbath, all the things that come around with the commandment. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. This is The Drive Home with Brian Bales. And welcome back to us. This is The Drive Home with Brian Bales. So glad to have Brooke Ackerman with Blueprint Heart and Mind Coaching with me today. Brooke, let's get back to you.
Sure.
I'm just going to ask you on your end, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Great. Well, I'm going to sound a little bit off. I'm having an echo in my ear, but we're going to make this happen on my end. This is what happens on live radio from time to time. Things lack perfection. It's probably teaching me how to Sabbath and rest a little bit better. So we'll figure that out. So before we went to break, we were talking about this commandment, remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. And talked about this idea of celebration, taking delight, wonder, awe. Let's pick up there. When we think about Sabbath, some of the aspects of it that certainly we think about is rest. Mm-hmm. Would you talk to us a little bit about rest and renewal?
Sure. We think, I this again comes into the wrong definitions, I guess, of Sabbath, is that we think rest, as like I said, is recovery from overworking, or I've jam-packed my schedule, or I wasn't feeling well and so I need to lie down, or vegging, but really it's tuning back in to the mm-hmm. actual source of life. So it's allowing your soul to slow down to the pace that God has set rather than how the world wants us to overfunction. And so it's more of an idea of tuning back in to the actual source, and so that we get to be renewed by Him, by our connection with God, not something that we're striving to do. And so it's really this idea of rest when it comes to Sabbath with God. It's more about worship, and that we get to just be in His presence, that it's a choice to pause in the middle mm-hmm. of the hustle so that we can reconnect with Him.
Choosing to pause. All right. So let's dig into that a little bit more. Because I think for lots of people, they hear that and go, yeah, but if I pause, mm-hmm. and then they fill it in with all these sort of things. And so in some ways, I think some people might think of Sabbath, if they actually do it, as more of a burden. Have you experienced people, or maybe in your own life, like, oh, this is supposed to be restful, but it's a burden?
Oh, yeah. I could say other people, but I have definitely experienced that, because, again, you know, I can say other people say, well, you don't understand how much I have to get accomplished. Like, I have said that about my schedule and my life, and I have felt like, how am I supposed to take time away when I already feel like there isn't enough time? And there's a lot there that I think if we give God access to those parts of our lives, then He can redefine what is actually going on. This idea of, I don't have enough time, he set the time, he has set the day. And so it's, you know, are we looking at things from a scarcity or a lack point of view, or are we looking at, there is all the time in the world, and whatever I got accomplished in these 6 days or in this day or whatever the time frame is, that is actually enough, because there's tomorrow and there's next week. Mm-hmm. So there's actually an abundance and there is plenty, but we often are looking at it from, I don't have enough time.
Yeah, I think when you were talking about that, I found the irony in there that there's been times in my life where, I don't know if this come out of my mouth, but certainly it's my thought, where I've been telling the creator of time that I don't have time to do what he asked and he created. I mean, when I say it out loud like that, it sounds kind of crazy, obviously. But it's an oasis. It's a pause in the midst of the hustle. And for some people, you know, they're driven by a very big sense of duty. Mm-hmm. All right. God commanded this. This is what I'm supposed to do. Even if I have to grit my teeth and bear it, maybe it won't be enjoyable, those sort of things. Now, we know that's not true, but sometimes we think that way. Why then, other than it's commanded, obviously, does it matter that we Sabbath?
Yeah, that idea of, yes, it's commanded, but then there's something in us that kind of wants to rebel against, like, you can't tell me what to do kind of thing, even from mm-hmm. our Creator, right? And so, again, if we allow Him some access to us, then we can let Him redefine things, because Sabbath was actually meant as a gift from our Heavenly Father to us. And, I mean, in Mark 2:27, it says the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And so it was actually meant as a gift. It's like an oasis, like we said. It's a pause. It's a way to say, I can cease from all of the craziness and the busyness of all the things, even if it's just my thoughts about all of the things that have to get done. But it's pausing to acknowledge that God did create things with a purpose and a design, and His creation is perfect. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to make Sabbath perfect, but we don't have to strive either. Like, we can just be with our Creator in this set aside time that is actually meant as a gift to us for our benefit.
Yeah. So when we think then a little bit more about the call to keep it holy, set it apart, would you talk about really the manner in what we do being more important than what we do? Maybe that's connected a little bit back to the things that we've already talked about and the right heart mm-hmm. in keeping the Sabbath.
Yeah, I think we forget that, like you said, you know, here I am telling the creator of the universe that he didn't give me enough time to do all the things I need to do. But it's, you know, I think, again, we get focused on what I have to do or not do to keep Sabbath set apart, to keep it holy. But it's really, again, if we shift the way that we're thinking about it, if we think differently about it, it's really, we are designed this way. This is the way he designed us. It's, we are hardwired for Sabbath. We are designed to function with this period of rest. And it's really not about how do I do it? What do I do? How can I keep it holy? Even though that is important, but first I think we need to acknowledge that this is the way he wired us. This is how he created us. And instead we are trying as hard as possible to live in a way that we're not designed to live.
I think it gives us a lot of freedom if we can do that.
Yes,
right?
And
then
absolutely.
For some of us, meaning me and the mouse in my pocket, obviously, sometimes the focus is on, all right, how do I do this well, instead of, all right, let's just take a step in and start doing it first. I'm really good at telling my kids something I don't follow. It's about progress, not perfection. But, you know, in the same way, when it comes to Sabbath, for many of us, it is, hey, just making progress. And when we think about Sabbath, one of the things that often happens is that we develop thoughts specifically around doing and work. But there's also something about Sabbath that helps us understand things about ourselves from God's perspective. Would you talk to that a little bit?
Did you say Sabbath from God's perspective?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so again, it's, you know, he meant it as a gift for us to be able to set aside the time to connect with him, to pause, to tune back in. And I know another difficult thing for a lot of people, me included, is that, you know, I get too into the details of trying to make sure I'm following the rules. And while there are some things that, yes, like there are some rules that God has put into place for us, and, you know, it is for our benefit to follow them. But I think sometimes I get a little too worried about, how am I doing this? How much time? What is this supposed to look like? Am I doing this correctly? And that's us. That's not how God meant it. He meant it as, mm-hmm. like you said, it's more a sense of freedom. It's more come away and spend this time with me. Just, you know, we all love vacation, right? We all love to unplug and go away from the daily responsibilities. If we look at Sabbath as a weekly come away with our Creator, then we get, I mean, it's just, it is so beneficial to us in so many ways. And I think that would bring joy to our Heavenly Father if we look at it as, I'm choosing to come away with you, rather than I'm choosing to follow this rule and check all the boxes and do all the things, because that's not his heart towards mm-hmm. us. As it is.
And so I want to make this sort of transition then, now that we have a better understanding of what Sabbath is and what isn't, in that it's not just about our work, it's also about God views us, that we're enough, and he wants to grant us this gift of Sabbath. Being a recovering legalist, and I still say recovering, I'm yes. a very literal in how I read things, and I think, remember the Sabbath day. Okay. So does Sabbath need to be a day, or can it be chunked up or segments? I had this question asked me, and I've got my own thoughts, but they're not here to hear my thoughts. They're here to hear yours.
I feel like this comes back to what are we believing about this idea of Sabbath? What are we believing about what our Heavenly Father is asking of us? What are we believing about ourselves? And so again, our heart posture, are we looking at this from a scarcity, I don't have enough time, or are we looking at this as abundance, as if, you know, anytime God asks us to set aside something, finances, time, he honors our obedience to his request. And so if he's asking us to set aside a day, it is possible. We can do it. It is not a punishment. He will honor that we are engaging with him in this way. And so when I first started to really acknowledge Sabbath as a day, it was hard for me at first. It was. It felt like, how can I set aside all of this time? But, I mean, you know, if you look at Jewish tradition, Shabbat is nightfall to nightfall. That's Sabbath, mm-hmm. is nightfall to nightfall. And it is a 24 hours. And that feels extravagant. That feels like a lot. But you know what? It's a gift from our Father. And so we're going to refuse an extravagant gift from our Heavenly Father. And so, again, I think it has a lot to do with our perspective, our heart posture. And if we chunk it up and we do a little bit here, a little bit there, are we going to feel renewed? Are we going to feel deeply connected to the source of life? There's that whole idea of, again, not only the things that we do are enough, but we are enough, because this is how mm-hmm. He hardwired us. This is His design, and He really does know more and better for us than we do. So, yeah, I kind of think it's a good idea to do a whole 24 hours, but maybe not start there, right? Maybe start with smaller sections and kind of build, and maybe that is a good way to enter in if you've not done this before.
And I do think there's a tendency of us as human beings to say, okay, God, I haven't been doing it, so mm-hmm. now I'm going to start doing it. But when I start doing it, I still want to do it my way. and in doing that, I'm not sure it's really trusting and getting to the point of what He's doing, but maybe that's a topic we'll pick up at another time when I have you on. So when we get back from the break here in a couple seconds, I want to talk about some specific stuffs that you might suggest that helpful in developing a specific habit of Sabbath. So if you're like me, a recovering workaholic, and know that you need to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here with Brooke Ackerman, Principal and CEO of Blueprint Heart and Mind Coaching, talking about remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. This is The Drive Home.
Chad Robinson with Your Money Now.
And we're back here in The Drive Home with Brian Bales. And we're having a conversation today with Brooke Ackerman, Principal and CEO of Blueprint Heart and Mind Coaching. You can find out more from her and the ministry that she serves in by going to blueprintheartandmind.com. So, Brooke, we've been talking about remembering the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And one of the things that, as we find our way near the end of this segment, I want to ask you is for people who are really being challenged by what you have to say today, what are some suggestions that you've found that is helpful in developing some specific habits when it comes around this idea of remembering Sabbath?
One thing that really helped me was to think of it and to treat it like I would any other special occasion. So, again, it doesn't have to be, you know, perfect. I don't have to strive to get all the details correct. But just like I wouldn't wait until the last minute to celebrate my husband's birthday, or I don't wait until December 25th before I start thinking about what do I want to do for Christmas, mm-hmm. I try to keep in mind, my husband and I, John and I, we Sabbath on Fridays. Because, you know, he works for a church, which you know. And so Sunday is not a Sabbath.
Yeah.
It's work. And so for us, Friday is our Sabbath, and so we talk early in the week about our plans and what do we want Sabbath to look like. And so, again, there's some freedom here, and I know for some, cooking, like meal prep, no, that is not something that they want to do on Sabbath, that they want mm-hmm. to rest from that. And so they'll meal prep prior to, but that takes planning. John and I actually really enjoy cooking together, and so what we'll do is we'll find a new recipe or something we haven't cooked in a while because we enjoy doing that. And so, again, if it's something that we take delight in, then that's something that we have implemented for us for Sabbath. But the idea of just, like, trying to do something different, to set it apart so it's not just any other day, it's not just any other activity that you normally engage in, that's been something that's really helpful, is to think of it as set apart, to think of it as special occasion.
I love that suggestion of being planning for it, because it just doesn't happen.
No.
There's so many things that come in if we don't. But also, when you talk about doing something different, for some people, you know, if they spend a lot of their time sitting in a chair for work, like I do, like my producer Julie does, like I know that you do from time to time, What would it look like for Sabbath for them? Would a change of the type of thing that they do, would that be something to consider?
Sure, yeah. One of the things that we were actually taught when we were starting to really try to observe Sabbath was if you work, the way it was told to us is if you work with your mind, Sabbath with your body. And if you work with your body, if you do physical labor, then Sabbath with your mind. And so in other words, if you're working with your mind, if you're sitting at a computer or at a desk, then maybe Sabbath by planning to go on a hike, take a walk. For me, like I said, gardening is every other day. It is a chore that I do to make sure that my garden is healthy. But for some reason, when I do it on Sabbath, it's a whole mm-hmm. different perspective. And so you can, you know, find something active to do that, but don't turn it into a chore. And again, yeah. like I said, I love hanging out with my farm animals, which I do every day. I mean, they need food every day, but it's a perspective shift for me on Sabbath. And so then physical labor, if that's what you do for your job, then maybe you Sabbath by reading a book or going to a museum, or you can mentally explore this new idea that you maybe want to implement down the road. But again, keep it in that realm of wonder and delight. We don't want to turn it into striving for more knowledge. I need to learn this thing so I can be better at it. It's more, look up how an amazing invention was created, you know, something that inspires awe
yeah.
and wonder and delight.
Yeah. Those are great, real practical things. And so thank you. And I know, again, the purpose of this segment is to take a section of scripture and help us understand it differently. But again, even if we redefine Sabbath properly, for many of us, we still might struggle, like, I still don't know how to apply it. So this is super helpful. Now, in the last minute or so that we have here, maybe 2 minutes, what are some things you could suggest for people on this journey who are going to start to grow towards a consistent habit of rest and Sabbath?
I think, again, starting with how are we approaching it? What is our heart posture toward it? I mean, that was really key for me. It started out feeling like an obligation, and so I invited God into a conversation with me, like, what did you mean when you said Sabbath? What could it look like? And allowing him to redefine it so that I could think differently about it was key for me. But then I also asked others who were, you know, again, further down the road from me, people that I knew were already making observing Sabbath a practice, and talk to them about how they view it and what are their ideas and what are they doing to implement Sabbath in their life as a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
That was, again, very, very helpful. But when we first started, when John and I first started, we did start small. We did start in segments, and we, you know, implemented one or two things, and then the next time we did Sabbath, we did those same things and then added something on until we could eventually, like I said earlier, it is, you know, nightfall to nightfall. It is, God says, set aside a day. And so we start small, do it well, and then add on as you go, but don't get stuck in start small. That's a way
yeah.
to start, but then continue to add on, and, you know, you don't have to get it perfect. Don't overplan. You don't have to like get every detail correct, because again, it's more about us connecting with our Heavenly Father. And kids, invite if you have kids, invite them into it, because
yeah.
man, kids know all about wonder and delight. They are fabulous. They're experts at awe and wonder and delight. So invite them into it.
Well, thank you for accepting my invitation to be here to talk to our listeners here on The Drive Home. And listeners, if you want to find out more about Sabbath, I'd highly encourage you to reach out to Brooke. You can find out more about her and her ministry again at blueprintheartandmind.com. You can also go to the website and find out how to connect with her for coaching and other resources. I know that she could point you to some books and some practices and also some very helpful things in what it looks like to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Brooke, thanks again for being with us. Going to have you back here in a couple months, but always appreciate our conversations both online and off.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Well, like we often say when we get off the phone or whatever it may be, have fun with the chickens. Bok, bok.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for hanging with us here. We'll be back in the 5 o'clock hour here on The Drive Home with Brian Bales, picking up talking about Freedom Fest and some other important things. We'll be right back.
it's Norm with A-Action Home Services here. Our professional and courteous plumbers are standing by, ready to help you today. So give us a call at 703-922-1900.
Ask someone about parenting, and people have a few opinions and thoughts. But ask someone about one of their children.